Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn joins us on today's program to preview this weekend's e-cycling event, the Community Tulip Bulb Dig Date on May 21st, and upcoming summer programming for the City of Pella. We'll start with an event coming up that has moved location. It's a little bit later this year. It's the Residential E-Cycle event. Numerous partners coming together for this program. First of all, what are some of the changes that will be taking place this year in regards to the event?
Well, right, as you mentioned, probably the biggest change this year is that we are moving from the location where we've held it in the past. So this year we're going to be at 815 West 10th Street, and that'll be at the intersection of West 10th and Fifield Road. Otherwise, as far as the program itself, it's the same as last year in regards to the accepted items that we include. For the most part, there is no cost to participate in this event. However, on the older CRT monitors and TVs, those with the tubes in it, they'll have the bigger backs. We'll take two of those per vehicle at no charge, and then if you have additional ones over that, it'll be charged $10 each.
It's this Saturday, May 19th, from 9 a.m. to noon over at, as you mentioned, Midwest Sanitation, 815 West 10th Street. Wanted to go through that list of acceptable items and those that people should be especially mindful of and those that maybe they shouldn't bring.
Right. So some of our accepted items are computer monitors, PCs, televisions, either flat screens or the older versions. We'll take printers, old video game systems, cameras, VCRs. We'll take cell phones as well. Keyboards and laptops, and also just any of the associated wiring is fine. The items that we do not accept at this event are any type of appliance, so no refrigerators, no stoves, no microwaves, no light bulbs, no items like that. If you do have questions about what might be accepted, you can contact the Community Center office at 641-628-4571.
And again, this is free to residents, but those that may be businesses or organizations, they have to do it through a different means due to regulations, as we understand.
Right. Yes, due to federal regulations, we cannot accept electronic waste from businesses, schools, churches, or other organizations. You will need to find a different outlet. The South Central Iowa Solid Waste Agency does accept these items as well. So if you are a school or a business, or if you're not able to come to the event, you could go out to them as well. There is a charge, but it is pretty minimal.
And that, again, is coming up this Saturday. Now, another event that's coming up early next week on May the 21st does have to do with tulip time. And that, of course, is the public dig date that's set, again, on May 21st. Let our listeners know, especially if they've never participated before, what the day will really look like.
Well, as far as our public dig date, like you said, it is set for May 21st. And there are specified street beds and beds in city parks where you are allowed to dig tulips out of. There is no charge to remove the tulips from the bed. However, we do have some pretty specific rules that we would like you to follow. It's best to use a pitchfork when you're digging up the bulbs. You do need to remove all the foliage along with the bulbs. And you have to take all the stems and leaves and foliage, everything with you. And then if there is any soil that has spilled out of the bed, you do need to rake that back in for us.
What are some of the beds then that people can be participating in with this event?
So the beds that are included in our parks include Brinkhoff Park, Central Park, West Market Park. There's also some tulip beds at the community center, the library, city hall, and also in the Glockenspiel. And again, this is just for removal of the tulip bulbs. It doesn't include any other spring bulbs, perennial flowers, or shrubs. So it really is just the tulips themselves. And in addition to the beds in the parks, we do have the street beds, and those are beds that are located between the sidewalk and the street, and it's on Main Street, Washington, and Franklin. And if you'll check out online our posting, it gives you those exact designations of where those beds are. So again, it's only just for tulip bulbs. It's only in specified areas. Again, check the list. Please do not dig from anywhere else in town. These are just for city beds. I do also want to mention that the Fairhaven Memorial Garden tulips are also included in this, and they're at Union and East 3rd Street intersection. And watch for on-site signage there, because they do have a couple of their perennial beds where they do not want you to dig from, but they will have signage there as well.
And as summer is approaching now, the Pella Community Services Department and really all of your departments come together to create some summer activities. And the summer activity guide is out. The pool is opening soon and so many other things going on. Just give our listeners an overview of some of the activities and when those really start.
Right. So we are in the flurry of activity, just getting things ready for the summer months. The outdoor pool will open on Memorial Day again. You can check our website for the special hours we'll have that week. We're also offering a variety of summer art classes as well here at the community center. So all of those items are included in a program guide that can be found at cityofpella.com.
Once again, that was Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn previewing this Saturday's e-cycling event, the Community Tulip Bulb Dig Date on May 21st, and upcoming summer programs for the City of Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.